I just found some in my mustache.
Pass them over.
All right. Glad this got out of the way before the show started, huh?
I don't know. I wasn't recording that.
Oh, you know Dave has recorded this whole thing. As soon as we started talking about dicks.
Oh, TikTok, gotta record.
Hello, bonjour, welcome, and hi, this is Jason, and this is Adventures in Pod Taste, the AIPT Comics podcast, coming to you live from several people's homes via Skype. My name is Jason again, and I'm here to oversee yet another in our great debate series alongside my darling co-host, Dave. Say hi, Dave.
What's up, everybody? I'm sure I sound like shit, but we're going to go with it.
Dave's a bit under the weather, but he's toughing it out because he needs to know who's going to win our ultimate showdown of DC versus Marvel. That's right. We're going to pit a battle between several DC and Marvel characters and have some of our good folks from AIPTComics.com. That's Adventures in Poor Taste if you're into the longevity thing. Talking it through. Seeing who's going to win, seeing who the better man, woman, or alien is. To help us out with the judgment of it, we have the winner of our previous debate. Though popular contention on the site says that he did not win the popular votes via Twitter. That's the return of Chris Cyclops Hassan. Say hi, Chris.
Hi, everybody.
Chris will be helping.
We had good people on tonight.
Are you working for Pat Halen?
Well, first of all, I didn't say good people, I don't think. I might have. Actually, you know what? Maybe. I said the good people of Adventures in Poor Taste. I did not say that they were all people, though.
There's good on both sides.
No, not accepting that. But let's introduce some of the I guess, gooder people that we've got on the site, our combatants. Up first, and representing the dangerous DC denizen, it is our cosplay editor, JJ Travers. Say hi, JJ.
Hey, everybody.
JJ, are you ready to defend the honor of DC Comics?
Sooner this is over with, the sooner I get back to my ice cream.
the little bit that's left in your mustache, I'm assuming, is not enough to keep you going. So let's not let JJ wait for too long. Representing the mighty Marvel side, we have a first-timer on the AIPT podcast. That would be the host of AIPT Comics 5 and 5. We got Connor Christensen. Say hi, Connor.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm definitely kind of nervous because some of these matchups are different, to say the least. So this will get interesting.
Don't be nervous, man. I didn't even look at the matchups.
Nice. That makes me feel a little better.
You didn't look at them?
I was going to say, that makes Dave feel a lot worse. Damn spreadsheet.
Someone get Dave some ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I got to pull this up and pay attention now. Fuck.
Yeah. I value you and everything you do.
That being said, you value everything more? Just not
your matchups.
Right. So we did put in an effort to create a list of several potential matchups for our combatants. They're shared on the list, but they don't know who we are going to be picking. They do have the list of the matchups. They do have the list of the combatants. They don't know what we're going to do. I'm saying it twice because it's that nice. One thing that I will say, we are going to be playing best of five in this debate. We'll have the judges each take a turn picking one matchup from either our copycat division, where we basically have the Marvel version of a character versus the DC version of a character. And then we have the unique matchups where someone's power kind of seems like it could go against someone else's power, but we don't know. And that's what we're here to debate. There is no say in which one we have to stick to. It's free range as we go. It is up to the judge's discretion. And given that he is currently under the weather and probably wants to get his speaking parts out of the way first and foremost, I'm going to start the actual debate with a choice from Dave Hildebrand, the psychotic one himself. Dave, who is our first matchup for our combatants?
All right, the first matchup, which, well, you said JJ, you didn't even read the list, so, and Connor is fairly new, so I don't know if he really knows who I like and who I don't like.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah, honestly, I think we all know where this is going.
I looked into this one.
Chris and Jason probably know who I'm going to pick out of these, so.
I purposefully left the thing off this list. So that
I scoured the list for the thing the first time I got sent it. Like, okay, if it's a thing matchup, I'm losing no matter what.
Yeah, that's a pretty smart idea to keep that out. Who was it that offered me to review a trade of thing or something and pay?
I think it was me like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, it's Pat or somebody. All right, so my first matchup, I mean, I have to go with what I like, and it's going to have to be off of the unique matchup side, and that's going to be Ghost Rider versus Constantine.
Ooh.
Yes, Ghost Lovely. Rider, the Spirit of Vengeance versus John Constantine, Paranormal Extravagant. It's a that's not a word, but you know, I'm going to go with it. So, given the arbitrary way in which we laid out the spreadsheet, and Dave's obvious leaning toward the Marvel side of this one, let's start with the DC debate side. John Constantine, as defended by J.J. Travers. J.J., you will have 2 minutes from which to make your point. And then Connor will have 2 minutes to make his point. We will have a rebuttal round, and then the judges will make their decisions. So, JJ, your 2 minutes to talk up Constantine begins in 3, 2, go.
Let's just start off why he's better. I mean, why don't we just start right there before I even get into, like, John himself. So Ghost Rider basically is a demon, and John Constantine kicks demons' asses. Like, that's all he does for a living. He studied the occult. He's a gritty, sarcastic, witty British detective. He chain smokes. He hangs out with Swamp Thing. And Nicolas Cage never played him, so. I mean, he's like indefinitely cooler than Ghost Rider already. And if Superman was on this list, he'd be pretty screwed too, since we all know that's coming. But anyways, he was also in Vertigo. So he's got, you know, that street cred with him for real comic fans. He was out of things for a while there. But he had, like, the secretest, nicest, coolest guy in the world play him, Keanu Reeves, who, if you don't know, Keanu doing awesome things is a great subreddit. He's basically, like, the nicest guy ever. So check that out. let's see. Why else is he cool? He got to make out and date Zatanna. So... yeah, that's pretty okay, cool.
You got 20 seconds left on this.
Yeah, I don't know. Nicolas Cage sucks. I rule. That's it.
All right, JJ ceding the last 15 seconds of his time. Yeah, good points made there, including the fact that Nicolas Cage did play Ghost Rider twice, I believe. They didn't make a third one of those. Funny enough, I still...
Wait, they made two of those?
Yeah, I think they made a second one, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Idris Elba
definitely win. I don't even remember the second one.
It's not... It's better than the first one, but... Like,
I don't think...
What kind of bar is that?
Nicolas Cage remembers.
Well, yeah, he was so high on cocaine that his skull fucking spurred out of his face.
It happens.
Anyway, now defending Ghost Rider and, well, I guess talking up Ghost Rider for the first 2 minutes. Connor, it is your turn in 3, 2, go.
All right, well, since Ghost Rider's immortal, and I'm pretty sure Constantine's immortal too, the whole idea of them slugging it out is, that's just no fun. Like, you know, they would just never end. However, there is one thing. JJ brought up that Constantine chain smokes. So really, all Ghost Rider needs to do is just wait him out until he, like, smokes himself to death and dies of lung cancer. It's very simple. There's no way he has any good cardio because he's doing nothing but smoking. He's just got to run away from him. John Constantine will tire himself out, and he'll eventually die. So he's got that going for him. The Keanu Reeves point, that is, I mean, John Wick's a much better movie than anything Nicolas Cage has done, but Nicolas Cage did win an Oscar back when the Oscars were cool. So he's got that going for him. And if you've ever seen the 10-minute YouTube video of Nicolas Cage losing his shit, you'd see he's actually a quite versatile actor and maybe even the greatest actor of our generation. I'm not gonna make that claim, but I will throw it out there. On top of that, you've got the fact that Ghost Rider has embodied multiple people. He's not just one angry, angsty British guy. Ghost Rider is the spirit of vengeance, and he's infiltrated, if you will, multiple people. So he's just got that raw power. And then on top of that, Ghost Rider not only drives a motorcycle and a car that I know David hates. We won't talk about the car too much. But I don't even think Constantine has the proper licensing to even drive a vehicle. He's just a very irresponsible person. So I think on every level, Ghost Rider takes the cake.
You still got 20 seconds if you'd like it. All right. Yeah. Well, maybe we should just make this a minute 40 seconds. It seems to be about where everybody peters out on this. Very cool. Okay. So, yes, up some more interesting points. Nicolas Cage did win an Academy Award for Leaving Las Vegas, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I definitely didn't Google that as I was talking.
So, I mean, do I win simply because I made this whole conversation about Nicolas Cage and I got Connor to say that he's the greatest actor of our generation? That's on tape.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. It's like, I don't want to make that claim, but here I am making that claim.
I'm putting it out there in the world.
Well, you guys have a cross-reference round that's going to start in, let's call it 5 seconds. So get those questions ready for now. In 3, 2, go.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
It's your chance to attack his arguments and such.
Oh, I mean, I kind of just did. Yeah, I mean, I got him to talk about Nicolas Cage being the greatest actor ever. I mean, come on.
I mean, have you ever seen National Treasure? National Treasure 2? Fantastic. Incredible. I learned so much from those documentaries. I attribute everything I know about American history to Nicolas Cage.
All right, well, I mean, Constantine can summon angels and demons, so he'd basically just put Ghost Rider under his thrall, summon him, and then just lock him into one of his contracts.
Yeah, but couldn't Ghost Rider just elude him until he dies of lung cancer?
Maybe. I mean, can Ghost Rider go back in time? Because John Constantine can.
Well, I don't know. Could he drive his motorcycle fast enough? Because his motorcycle does go faster than any other man-made machine. And, like, that's how time works, right? If you just go fast enough backwards, you'll break the time barrier and go back in time.
I think that's how DC time works, not necessarily Marvel time.
Damn it! I was like, that sounds, like, kind of correct.
But we're crossing over here, so I'll
Yeah, we're in two universes, so yeah, he could go back in time.
I mean, why do you need a motorcycle when you have mind control? John Constantine once mind controlled a whole penitentiary of inmates to madly riot and then bring him a cigarette.
Yeah, but have you ever seen what somebody looks like doing mind control when like you're not the one being mind controlled? You look like a fucking dork. You ever seen somebody riding a Harley? It's hard to not look cool on a Harley.
I'm sorry, a guy that controls an entire prison and gets them to bring him Marlboro Reds is a dork?
Yeah.
All right, with that stirring bon mot of yeah.
Got me on that one.
Okay, so well fought on both sides. Better fought on one side, in my personal opinion, but my personal opinion will go last. Dave, since this was your choice, how do you feel about the arguments laid before?
All right, well, you know how I roll. I hear a couple details that automatically sour the situation for me. And JJ sort of put the nail in his coffin when he said that Constantine was a British fella that constantly smoked. And the first thing I thought was, he sounds like a fucking Liverpool supporter, and I can't support anybody that supports Liverpool, so...
You sound like a smoker right now.
You know what? I'm on this show to make everybody happy tonight, you know?
You're making me
the man of the people.
I'm sick. I am enduring this for your all's great debate. Thank you.
This is David's Jordan game.
Anybody wearing Ray-Bans tonight?
Do what?
Anybody wearing Ray-Bans tonight?
No. Oakley's, man. What the fuck?
Oh, Oakley's. Sorry.
The fuck? How do you get on this show? Anyway, my point is going to Ghost Rider because I cannot support Liverpool people. No,
Dave, just so you know, I've looked it up, and Constantine's only football affiliation has been expressed to Tottenham.
Tottenham. I don't hate Tottenham. That's not what he sounds
Tottenham.
Like.
What is Tottenham? Shit.
Tottenham.
Anyway,
Spurs.
So point to Ghost Rider from Dave. Chris Hassan, where do you lie on this one?
Fucking so I got some man. Questions. I want you guys to fact check for me. Is Constantine immortal or is he human?
He's human. He's not immortal.
So he can't. All right, because I mean, I feel like he's omnipotent. Like JJ was describing some crazy stuff, but
like most characters with magic, he can basically do anything.
Yeah, but he kind of
fucking awesome.
He when you said the chain smoking thing, yeah, Connor brought up the point I was going to make is that, you know, how healthy is this guy in a battle if he's chain smoking? And he seems to really like these cigarettes if he controls an entire prison and that's the main thing he wants, the pack of cigarettes.
Listen, Chris. The devil wants
hold on. Let me talk. I'm judging. and that, you know, I'm not a fan of smoking. So this kind of goes back to when.
Way to take a stand, Chris.
Yeah, this is my moment. I've got the mic, so I'm going to take a stand.
I'm looking for a truth sponsorship out of this.
I was just going to say that.
When Patrick in the Wolverine debate brought up how cool it is that Wolverine drives a beer truck drunk, I didn't think that was cool, and I don't think chain smoking's cool. And also, I feel like Ghost Rider, just as a pop culture figure, has just had more longevity, and right now he's on fire, no pun intended, with Donnie Cates' Cosmic Ghost Rider, whereas Constantine can't seem to keep it going. So,
plus he's on the WB, right?
Yeah, he had a failed TV show. He had a failed movie. I mean, I know that the Ghost Rider movies weren't really great, good, but he was also on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Ghost Driver guy.
Nope. So I just feel shout like, out Robbie Reyes.
Yeah.
Nope.
So yeah, I'm sorry, not JJ, but I'm giving it to Ghost Rider, and I'm telling all the kids listening out there to not start smoking. It's not worth it.
You're one of those kids that like totally bought into Dare and shit as a kid in health class. You're like, I won't smoke, Mom. I will be cool.
You know, you're not doing yourself any favors, JJ. I'm the judge.
Yeah. Just like keep on shitting on him. So yeah, I guess we're my vote doesn't matter. My vote was going to be for Constantine. I honestly felt like saying that there's no point that they should get into fisticuffs was the real flaw in the Ghost Rider argument, because Ghost Rider would beat the shit out of Constantine. Constantine wins by being clever, not by getting into a fight.
Oh yeah, he would totally get his ass kicked in hand-to-hand combat. He's terrible. Yeah. In a fist fight.
Yeah, I do think that if we were trying to do this legit, I think that Constantine would find a way to pull it out, because like I said, he's typically more clever than anything, but it doesn't matter what I think at this point. Ghost Rider has it, and Marvel takes round one, so 1 point to Connor.
That one's for Stan Lee. He's not dead yet. Not dead yet. He's still kicking it.
He's still kicking it. He's still harassing maids. It's not going great.
It's Stan Lee immortal.
I don't know, but it real quick, did you guys see Rob Liefeld tweeted, was like, you know, he's old and he's got pneumonia, probably means he's going to die soon. And people were like, what the fuck, dude? You can't say that.
Well, it's true. He's like 99, right?
Oh, it's accurate, but it's like, you don't tweet that.
Well, it's Rob Liefeld, so.
Yeah, that's what you say. It's not surprising.
He's waiting for his time to come when he becomes a new Stanley.
He is a terrible human being and artist. But moving along, let's go on to Chris's pick. I'm sorry. We got to keep this thing moving. Chris Hassan, it's your turn to see what the battle is going on. So who's next?
I want to take it to the skies. I want to take it to the bank. It's the battle of the armored rich guys, Iron Man versus Lex Luthor. Of course, Flesh is wearing his battle suit.
I would assume so, yes. So two guys in battle suits, two super smart billionaire philanthropist playboys, one of whom is better in cartoons and one of whom is much better in live action. I don't know how that works, but, you know, that's where we find ourselves. So since JJ started the last round, and I guess arguably since he won that debate in the first place, Connor, you will start first defending Tony Stark versus Lex Luthor, and your 2 minutes will start now.
Well, first of all, Iron Man is a repentant man. He got into the suit because he decided, I don't want to be an arms dealer anymore. I want to be the arm. That worked out. So I think he's got that going for him. Like, yeah, Lex Luthor currently has this thing going on where he's like, no, I'm not an asshole anymore. I'm just like a dick, but like not a full asshole. But I don't buy it. I still think something funky's going on with Lex Luthor. Also, you can't argue against Robert Downey Jr. I mean, God, the guy is 50-something. He still looks like he's in his early 40s, despite all the drug usage. And who played Lex Luthor in the god-awful Fantastic Four movies? That guy from Nip and Tuck? I don't remember his name.
We're talking about Doctor Doom?
Lex Luthor was not in the Fantastic Four.
Oh, seriously, what the fuck?
This is going very well for you, Connor.
Damn it!
I mean, I know I'm medicated, but I was like, I heard that right, yeah?
Yeah, I started going with the Doctor Doom thing, and then thank you for pointing that out. That doesn't work out too well.
Do you know who Lex Luthor is?
He's played by Jesse Eisenberg in Batman vs. Superman.
Exactly.
And I thought you were going with the Kevin Spacey thing.
He's also kind of good now, though, isn't he? Like, with the whole Men of Steel run?
Can't ask the judges for help.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got 40 seconds to save this.
Anyway, just kidding. Iron Man versus Lex Luthor, not Doctor Doom. Lex Luthor has never actually beaten any of his enemies, I think. He's never truly beaten Superman, so he's a loser. He's a piece of shit. Iron Man is rich. He had a drinking problem. He was still a decent hero when he had a drinking problem. Makes him great when he's sober. That's all I got.
How is it that you still end with 15 seconds left in this, man? This 2 minute mark is just never going to be hit.
I'm just chalking this one up as a loss.
Well, JJ prepared to deliver the final blow, I guess.
Yeah.
JJ defending Lex Luthor will begin in 3, 2, go.
So, unlike Tony Stark, Lex Luthor grew up dirt poor in the slums and rose out of that to become the most powerful man on the planet as the president of the United States and a billionaire and a super genius and a super villain. And he kicked Superman's ass. Do I need to keep going or should I just stop there?
I mean, I have to disparage the slums comment. He grew up in Smallville. There were no slums in Smallville.
That's not true. He grew up in Metropolis. You're thinking of the show, buddy.
It depends on what timeline
we're in. I'm thinking of classic Lex Luthor. He was in Smallville, and Superboy is the reason he went bald in the first place and is why he hates Superman.
We're talking about two different universe Lexes. Anyways, so in my version, he grew up in the slums, and he killed his parents and cashed in their life insurance policy, and... Thank you for the point, Jason. He created Superboy. He took Superman's DNA and made another Kryptonian. Well, hybrid human Kryptonian. And on top of that, he seduced Lois Lane. He found Kryptonite, figured out Superman was weak against it, and used it to kick his ass. He's manipulated pretty much everyone on the Justice League. He's faked his own death. I think at one point he even seduced Supergirl in the Batman Superman run. He actually got the drop on Batman and stabbed him in the chest, even after his armor and suit were broken. Let's see, what else?
All right, I'm going to stop you there. You only got 8 seconds left anyway. But okay. Yeah, good points made for JJ, I feel like. Stabbing Batman in the chest bit is pretty big. To fact check, he didn't technically seduce Supergirl. She was with Alexander Luthor, like the weird clone version of him that had long red hair and a beard.
Oh, the Final Crisis guy or whatever?
Yeah.
There's a lot of seduction in that round. Was he with Lois Lane ever?
In like the porn parody, yes. But I don't know that that's considered canon.
Oh, there are no ground rules, so we'll take
it. Yeah, I guess that's fair. It's a dirty fight to the death. With that in mind, it is time for our cross-examination round. So, gentlemen, be prepared to knock the other one out in 3, 2, go.
I'm essentially wobbling because I got the characters mixed up and just argued to Marvel.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, I know, crazy. So I'll just let JJ start the cross-examination, and I'll try to muster up a retort.
I mean, excluding Robert Downey Jr., like 90% of the time, Iron Man is just written as like a whiny little narcissistic bitch. He's got like the best life ever, but he's like, oh, I turned to alcohol. I'm really upset. My parents are dead. Oh, I have trouble with women. And he's got like the greatest life ever. And he's just like a continuous douchebag.
Yeah, but he gets past these problems. They're mental health issues, and he's a mental health champion. Alcoholism is a disease. He can't help it. And he still manages to fight through it and become a hero.
Yeah, see, Lex is just awesome all the time. He never wavers from that. He never lacks confidence. He never questions himself. He's just like, yeah, I'm a human man, and I'm going to take on the most powerful being arguably in the universe without question on the planet Earth, and I'm not going to balk at it. I'm going to get right in his face and tell him, even though I know he could literally blow and disintegrate my body, that I'm going to beat him and I'm going to kill him, and he has no fear of Superman.
Yeah, and Iron Man has a cool suit. That's a really good argument. I got nothing from that. Like, I can't come back from my right. Iron Man versus Doom argument.
I'm gonna call this one.
it's a mercy rule.
Yeah, this is
you can't say it.
A complete assassination. I don't think this went the way Chris thought it was gonna go at all.
No.
For one, as we pointed out at the beginning, Lex also has a cool robot suit, so yep. Like, it's pretty much.
But also, Jason, Dr. Doom does too. So
yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
I didn't even need the robot suit.
And Iron Man has also been Dr. Doom, or vice versa, I believe. So, yeah. I think I don't know if it's going to be unanimous, but it better be. My vote's for Lex Luthor. Chris, how are you feeling on this one?
Yeah, I know. This was it's crazy that Lex did so well in this round. But first of all, I think it's great that, again, we're standing up against drinking problems now. So smoking and drinking, so good job, Connor.
I'm playing the judges.
I think, Lex just plays dirty. You know, Lex is basically Donald Trump, and we've seen how Trump plays. And
Don't you dare compliment Donald Trump like that.
I'm not.
Also, yeah, I don't think that they're the same at all. Lex is evil and competent. Trump is just evil.
Well, like, I think the 80s Lex Luthor was based on Donald Trump when John Byrne.
You could take away like 80%, no, 95% of Lex's intellect, and he'd still make Trump look like a kindergartner.
He's smarter than Trump, yeah. I'm just saying that. They're dirty guys, you know, they're going to play dirty and they're going to keep going. He's like, Lex is like the Kingpin, you know, that's another guy at Marvel. Like, he just keeps going no matter how much you throw at him. But yeah, it's obvious that I think there could have been a strong argument here made to make. I mean, Iron Man probably should win, but Connor, I don't know what happened there. So
I stumbled.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it to JJ.
All right, so Lex Luthor is going to take this round on DC's on the board. Dave, you have anything you want to add to this shit show that was this second round?
I didn't think Connor could manage to fuck up Iron Man, but it happened, and yeah, it would have been a clean sweep for Lex Luthor.
Would have been and still is. So yeah, Lex Luthor takes it in round two, which means that it's now my turn to pick one of these mashups. And I'm going to start with one that I feel is really peculiar. I think there's a lot of ways that this fight can go. And it's from the Unique Mashups page. I'm going to go with Doctor Strange versus Batman. The Master of the Mystic Arts versus the greatest detective of all time. Who's going to come out on top of this one? Going by the way that we've been doing this, JJ, you'll go up first with Batman. And we'll go from there.
I mean, he's Batman. I win.
Like, valid point. Valid point.
And you know what? It's honestly a valid point. Like, who can beat Batman? I've yet to see anyone actually do it. He's come back from death. He beat Darkseid. He looked Darkseid in the face and laughed at his Omega beams, knowing that they were going to hit him, and still shot him to save the world. He's taken down the entire Justice League by himself. And you think Doctor Strange is going to give him a hard time? He's a billionaire. He's arguably one of the smartest people, I'm guessing, like top three in the DC universe. He's one of the best 10-hand combatants in the DC universe. He has more willpower probably than arguably Hal Jordan. The difference between Doctor Strange and Batman as well is Doctor Strange has magic on his side and relies on it. Batman relies on himself. He doesn't need magic. He doesn't even need his gadgets. Hand-to-hand, using his intellect, he can still beat you. If he can take down Superman, Darkseid, and the greatest villains and heroes that the DC Universe has to offer, Doctor Strange isn't going to pose any sort of a problem for him.
You still got 30 seconds.
Oh, I mean, I don't think I need to keep going. Like, I could go into all the insanely, ridiculously amazing things that he's done, but I'm sorry. I think it's like a joke of a matchup.
Jason, are we allowed to fact check?
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, no, I mean, if he's going to cede the rest of his time, go ahead and fact check, Chris.
I just want to say that he did shoot Darkseid, but right after that, Darkseid blasted him out of, like, reality, and then he went off through time.
Yeah. And so what happened? He came back from it, Chris.
And so, also, but Darkseid's still around too. So,
and I would say the only way that he's beaten Superman is with the use of kryptonite, which is a very specific weakness that was stupidly added to make Superman relatable and not something that Doctor Strange has. Plus, you keep bringing up the hand-to-hand combat thing. I don't think anybody is going to say that Doctor Strange would stand toe-to-toe with Batman in a boxing match.
Also, his hands are injured from the accident.
The point is, if he gets anywhere close to Doctor Strange, he's going to take him out in a second. And Batman did beat Superman without the use of kryptonite. When Superman was under the control of Poison Ivy, he tossed Lois Lane off a building because he knew that deep down, Superman inherently couldn't not save her. Who's got the balls to do that? Not Doctor Strange.
He used kryptonite in that, actually. And I fully believe that Doctor Strange is willing to throw all sorts of innocent lives at people to win. But that's neither here nor there.
I'm not sure that balls is so much as arrogance, too. But
also, and I want to
make this point. Yeah, because he knows he's fucking awesome.
I want to make this point that we can't just look through fan goggles. We have to try and look at this in some kind of rational way.
Hey, I went down the list, man. I covered his wealth, his intellect, his fighting prowess, the people he's defeated, his willpower, his lack of fear, the lengths he'll go to defeat people. He's a founding member of the Justice League, the Outsiders, the JSA.
You're getting back into your 30 seconds at this point, so I'm gonna move this along to Connor's section of the debate where he will be defending Doctor Strange, and we're gonna start that in 3, 2, go.
Well, I think you guys kind of touched on it. Undoubtedly, this kind of goes back to the Constantine Ghost Rider argument. It's undoubtedly Batman beats the living shit out of Doctor Strange in a hand-to-hand fight, no question. But Batman would never get that close to Doctor Strange. I mean, Doctor Strange is a master of the mystic arts. He's going to use illusions. He's going to use different tricks, different spells, and he's going to stay away from Batman. I mean, Doctor Strange is a literal doctor. He's not an idiot. He's smart enough to know I can't let Batman get anywhere near me. The other thing, too, is Batman does have all these incredible victories under his belt, and he's always doing these amazing things. But Batman always has a team. Batman himself is incredible, but especially when it comes to mystical stuff, he has the team around him. You pit just Doctor Strange and just Batman up against each other, and Doctor Strange is going to beat him. He's going to send him into another reality. He's going to trap him in between realities, and he's never going to get out. Even if you just look at their personal lives, Doctor Strange is a doctor. He does things for the good of people. He helps people. He saves people. Batman is kind of just this narcissistic rich guy. A really cool rich guy, but he's not a doctor. He's not a good guy. And then also, like, Benedict Cumberbatch is way better than Ben Affleck. And I thought Ben Affleck could do a good job. He did a terrible job.
Ben Affleck?
him and his horrendous fucking back tattoo.
Dude, you bring up the wrong Batman, and you know it. Christian Bale. Try again.
I'm guessing that he's ceding his time at this point if he's pausing that long after the back tattoo joke. Is that back tattoo legit? I thought that was a fake thing.
It was like, supposed to be, but then somebody found it like recently and we're like, that was from a movie 3 years ago. Why do you still have that?
Okay, I'm going to cross-examine.
Well, hold on. We gave you shit for your arguments. So let's give Connor some shit for this Doctor Strange arguments. I guess what we're going for intellect, I don't feel like that's necessarily a fair comparison. Like, yeah, he's a doctor, but Bruce Wayne is probably has several degrees. He speaks a couple of languages.
He's also he's a son of a doctor too.
A couple of languages, huh?
What? Wait, who was that? That was.
Over a dozen.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Batman speaks a bunch of languages. He's obviously the better fighter. I think that Connor makes good points about keeping him at a distance, but we have to also look at his track record against magicians in the past. Obviously, the way that DC and Marvel approach magic is very differently, but there are things that are going there. Dave, anything you want to add to this?
No, it's just hard trying to talk and not laugh and cough in your all's ears, and this is just a trip. No, I'm good right now.
All right, then we'll get to that cross-examination round since JJ's chomping at the bit to tear Connor a new one.
This feels like it's going to go bad for me.
Be confident, hold Connor. Up this, just let it happen.
Okay.
So, Doctor Strange is a doctor, huh? He helps people. When was the last time Doctor Strange was in a hospital helping anyone? You know when the last time Bruce Wayne was helping people? Every day. How many charities does Wayne Enterprise run and operate? How many billions of dollars has he given to the poor and actively still does every day? How many orphans has Batman rescued and trained and helped then and go save the lives of countless other people and do countless acts of good? Bam.
Yeah, but how often does Batman let somebody live who then goes on, gets out of Arkham Prison, and just starts killing people again?
Oh, yeah, because Doctor Strange is just murdering every villain left and right.
Yeah, but he'll at least lock them away in a place that's harder to get out than Arkham.
Yep, no one gets out in the Marvel Universe. Just in DC, we don't kill bad guys and lock them up. In Marvel, they stay in jail forever.
They never get out.
And you said, oh, Doctor Strange would throw him into another dimension and he wouldn't escape from. Do you remember what Darkseid did? He literally sent him back to the beginning of time on Earth. And Batman was like, oh, that's the best you can do. And he came back.
I just feel like Doctor Strange is maybe a more powerful magician than Darkseid is.
Well, Darkseid's not a magician. He's a god.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. Oh. Yeah.
Can I do some fact checking?
Go for it.
All right, JJ, you said when was the last time Doctor Strange was a doctor help people? I think that's what Mark Waid's Oath miniseries was about. I think it was like dipping back into his doctor roots. So
yeah, it also happened in the Jason Aaron book that I just reviewed for the site. He does it quite a bit.
So that was something. And then the second point is you're talking about Bruce Wayne saving people with charities and stuff. If we're gonna jump around and cherry pick errors of Batman. In Dark Knight Rises, the whole thing was like he was neglecting his work with the charities, and the orphans were not getting the funding they needed, you know, because of John Blake telling him about that and stuff. So I don't think Batman's always 100% on his Bruce Wayne activities and responsibilities. So I just want to point that out.
Well, also, as it goes to Connor, with saying that he puts villains away in harder to get places. Most of the time, that's because the villain that he's fighting cannot die, like Dormammu or something like that. So he has to trap him in hell. Yeah. And I feel like there's the death situation is also not great on Batman's end either, because to Chris's point, if we're cherry picking, early Batman killed people all the fucking time. He literally carried a gun. You know, he had that thang on him all day and he was ready to lay fools down. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start with my review of this argument. I feel like this is the closest round that we probably had. I think there were good points on this. And despite what my own personal belief would be on this fight, I'm going to have to give it to Batman. I do think that in a real fight that Doctor Strange would win this. But I do feel like JJ came with better arguments and made his point more clearly. And yeah, that's my pick for it. Dave, where do you come down on this Doctor Strange vs. Batman debate?
I agree that it was close on both sides, but leave to Chris to throw in that minor detail that catches my attention. And, you know, Batman neglected the orphans, man. I mean, how the fuck could he do that?
Think of these seeds.
Now we got orphans with the alcohol and the cigarettes.
You can't do it to the orphans. Doctor Strange wouldn't have done the orphans wrong. I'll give the point to Doctor Strange.
Oh, man, this is a very special episode, and we're tied one to one.
We're
going to
get some kind of award for this episode.
One for Doctor Strange, one for Batman. Chris, you're the deciding vote. Who's walking away with this one?
All right. Well, I think they're something that we talked about. One guy was rich. They're both. If you saw the movie, you know that Doctor Strange was a very arrogant, rich, brilliant surgeon. So they're kind of very similar in that regard. That they are both pretty big dicks, and that's the second dick mention of the night. Going
dick
back
talk just coming through. And all of that goodwill we got for talking against smoking and drinking out the window.
But I think, yeah, I do agree with your points, Jason, that, you know, Doctor Strange probably would know how to handle Batman. He'd zap him away. But JJ made a very good point going back to Darkseid. I know I criticized the Darkseid point before, but that really played in JJ's favor. That Batman, we know Batman. He's going to fight until the very end. And I also think something no one mentioned but would give Batman an advantage was his close relationship with Zatanna, who is a magician. So I think Batman does know his magic, and he probably has defenses ready to go when battling magicians from Zatanna. So I'm going to give it to JJ and Batman.
Okay, so DC is now up 2-1 at the, well, not necessarily the halfway point since we're doing best of five. But it is time to keep moving on to our next battle. That would be Dave. Who do we have up next?
Oh, man, let's see. Got to pull this back up here. Let's see. We've had two from the unique side. I'll even that up and go on the opposite side. And let's do Thor and Wonder Woman.
Okay, the God of Thunder versus the daughter of of Zeus, I guess. Demigods versus actual gods. Who's going to win? That last round, I believe JJ went first. So, Connor, you're up first, defending the mighty Thor. This is... wait, do we want to specify if this is Jane Foster Thor?
Please, yeah. No.
Okay, fine. It's Thor Odinson. We're going with Thor Odinson versus Wonder Woman. And your time starts now.
I was going to say, I don't know a damn thing about Jane Foster Thor, other than they made a lot of people mad when she came out as Thor. My favorite part about Thor, and what I'm going to comment on first, is that dude has some fucking hair. And I'm a fan of some really good hair. If they were an all-hair Marvel team, Thor would 100% lead that team to victory. Anyway, though, he wins simply because of Mjolnir. Wonder Woman, she's incredibly strong, but she's still not worthy to lift Mjolnir. Why did they have to put a J in the middle of that fucking word? But anyway, all Thor would have to do is lay it on top of her, and she wouldn't be able to get up. And then he could just beat her into submission and beat the living shit out of her. He could also strike her with lightning. He could summon other gods. He would just kind of run circles around her. I mean, Wonder Woman's this incredibly strong, amazing Amazon, but Thor would ultimately just always comes back to the hammer. His hammer would ultimately be able to defeat Wonder Woman anytime. And I'll concede the rest of my time.
All right, we might as well just keep these things to a minute at this point. Fact check, Wonder Woman has in fact lifted Thor's hammer and has been proven worthy of the power of Mjolnir in the actual DC versus Marvel crossover from like
Forgot about that.
Otherwise, I do agree he has excellent hair. Chris or Dave, you got anything that you want to throw at this?
I don't know if I should save this for later. I'll pass.
All right. They're conceding their time. So let's go ahead and give a minute over to JJ for Wonder Woman, and your time will start now.
Sure. So Wonder Woman was created, depending on which version you're going with, either by six gods of the Greek pantheon or by the queen of the Amazons and Zeus. So either way you look at it, she has either the king of the gods as part of her or six of the gods of the Greek pantheon and then humanity. So, and she arguably has the best of humanity with the queen of the Amazons as her mother. So when you try to discount that and say that Thor would just run circles around her, that's crazy. She can take on Superman, who a lot of people say, I'm sure, would kick the crap out of Thor. On a strength perspective, if you're not counting his magic, we all know Superman's weak against magic. I mean, she has the lasso of truth. She could wrap him up in the lasso of truth and use that to her advantage and just ask him, how do I defeat you? You know, what's your weakness? And he'd have to answer.
I'll call it right there. That's a minute. We'll just do a minute since that's where everybody's argument seems to start to peter out anyway.
That's it?
Yeah.
You didn't even let me talk about her invisible jet.
Well, there you go. That's about as much at time as the invisible jet deserves. Chris, Dave, any cross-examine you want to do before we let these gents go at it?
No, I think I've already made up my ruling, but I'm going to let them see what Connor does here.
All right. Well, my
issue... So you just...
Yeah, Chris...
What the fuck?
Chris is a single-issue voter.
I
made up my mind pretty early.
But let's see what Connor has. And I'm like, okay, you just told everybody your vote.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard my reason yet, but I'm a judge. I can do these things.
I will say for JJ's points, I do cause issue with him saying that Wonder Woman might have the power of the king of the gods. So does Thor. His dad is Odin. His dad is the king of the gods. Like,
I'm not. I didn't say it in a manner that she would beat him because of it. I said it in the defense that he's not going to run around her. Like, she also has that. Not she's better because of it.
Okay. Yeah, Dave. Anything, Dad?
Nope. I'm good. Let him have it out.
All right, so I'll give the cross examination still 2 minutes, but we'll do the regular questions
Connor,
in 1 minute.
Hey, Connor,
piece.
Keep in mind you're fighting for Hassan's vote here.
Yeah.
Find a cause to defend it.
That's what you're going for. Ready? Your time is going to start now.
So I think one thing he didn't address was how does Wonder Woman avoid his lightning? If we're going off the movie version of Thor, who summons lightning at will.
Her bracers, man. If she can stop Ares' attack with her bracers, and he's the god of war, I'm going to say the god of war is a bigger threat than the god of thunder. And if she can stop the god of war's attacks with her bracers, I don't think some thunder and lightning is going to be a big deal. She stopped a lot crazier than that from supervillains and alien gods and who knows what else in the DC universe.
But can her bracers stop both the thunder and Mjolnir at the same time?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think she has to worry about it since before it gets close enough, she's either going to fly away in her invisible jet or throw her lasso around him. And it's unbreakable, and it'll force him to tell the truth. So she can use that, as I said, to her advantage to find out what his weaknesses is. Thor's also not that smart. Wonder Woman's a lot smarter. And unlike Thor, who's just Thor all the time, she's in the Justice League. She's in the Department of Metahuman Affairs. She's worked with the Star Sapphires. She's worked with the Female Furies. She's worked for the White Lanterns. She's been an ambassador, a government agent. She works with charities, and people know who she is. She's not one-dimensional like Thor is. He drinks beer, has a good time, and acts like an idiot more often than not, depending on how he's being written, where Wonder Woman is a sophisticated, intelligent woman who is also a freaking badass and kicks ass at the same time. She's the foundation and the anchor of the Justice League, where people like Batman and Superman are stuck in their ideologies. She's the one that is the bridge between them and is always willing to change perspectives and make people compromise, whereas Thor would never fulfill that role. He doesn't have the intellect for it.
Well, you made the argument that the lasso of truth would cause Thor to tell Wonder Woman how he would be defeated, but y'all said he's really stupid, so would he even be smart enough to know how he can defeat himself? And he's super egotistical.
time is up.
Yeah. Kind of shot yourself in the foot there.
He's so stupid, he doesn't even know how to.
He wouldn't be able to tell you how to kill himself because he doesn't know how. He's dumb.
Stupid with beautiful hair.
He's a giant brute.
Yeah, so that was certainly a thing that happened. I think that I know the way Chris is pulling since he already said it, so let's go to him last. Yeah, we know, Chris. Dave, how are you voting in the Battle of the Children of the Gods?
It wasn't really a battle. I was really hoping... Excuse me. I was really hoping that Connor was going to pull that out with the debate in the end, but I have to give my point to JJ and Wonder Woman.
Just for the point of being obstinate and because I like a close fight, I'm going to go with Thor. But I know how this is wrapping up anyway, so I might as well just, you know, give Thor a little shot in the arm. I like the Thunder Woo! God. Chris, why don't you tell us who won?
All right, so I think JJ did a great job of really explaining some fine points there. Connor, you started off talking about his hair, which is interesting to lead with. You lost me right away when you described Thor putting his hammer on top of Wonder Woman and then beating the shit out of her. That visual to me, I think Wonder Woman's probably like the most beloved superhero right now following the big movie. And I think the image of Thor, like, who's usually this kind of jock, drunken brute, like you kind of described, beating up Thor on the ground with who can't even lift the hammer. I think it's a
not a good
really sad display. And, you know, Wonder Woman's a character of grace and strength and nobility. And to see her defeated like that, I don't know. So
I don't think that you can blame him for that. Like,
I'm blaming Connor, who's controlling his actions in this. And Connor lost this round. So I'm giving it to JJ and Wonder Woman.
I mean, this was a theoretical fight between two fictitious characters. One's a man, one's a woman. But the woman is stronger than any friggin' man. So I feel like this would have always been a savage battle. I don't think that anybody is endorsing violence against women.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying the image of beating the shit out of her. Usually superheroes, when they're fighting, they team up. They work out their differences. I didn't like how it ended.
That's not the point.
I'm not here to debate. I'm here to judge, and that's what I'm saying. I'm giving it to JJ.
I find fault with your judgment.
Chris, I hope you're listening, Gal. I did it for you.
Chris is Captain PSA tonight. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't beat Shocks women. Me too.
Be nice to the orphans.
I'm sure Gal Gadot listens the to every podcast that mentions her name.
She'll be tweeting me tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Okay, so if we're doing best of five, JJ has already won at this point. With
you know what that means?
Of Lex Luthor, Wonder Woman, and
I think he has definitely won this. I don't think there's a need for a fifth.
But I was so excited to do one more.
I don't think I have it in me to take another beating. He got me good.
This proves that JJ was really looking forward to going back to his ice cream.
Yeah, just trying to get through this thing as fast as possible so he can get some more of that stuff. Well, I mean, I'm sad that I heard that glass break, but I didn't hear any beer pouring on front of your shirt. So,
hey, man, I sent you a video of me pouring beer all over my shirt.
From 5 years ago.
There's just no pleasing this guy. Did anyone else on the website send him a video of themselves drinking two beers like Stone Cold?
That's a fair point.
I don't think so.
Dave,
you can see that on my Instagram, everyone. That's at JJ Travers, and you'll see me drink beer like Stone Cold.
So are we sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Connor.
Oh, I was going to say, I also have a video of me stone-colding beers on my Instagram.
Well, there you go.
Connor, despite all this, you're a good guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be honest, this went about exactly how I thought it would. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm a little nervous. I think he's going to beat me real bad.
I mean, if you come to the king, you best come correct, is what we've come out of here.
And I did not.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you got thoroughly trounced by JJ. But that does mean that we have time in the show for Dave and Maya's favorite segment, because it means we don't have to talk for a couple of minutes, which is
defend so much tonight.
You're ailing, we understand. It's Defend Your Poor Taste, where we ask our guests to talk about something that they are into that may be considered a guilty pleasure by some, but not to them. Something that you love, something silly, something that isn't olives. Connor, as our our only first timer on the board, why don't we give you a shot at this thing first and foremost? Connor, what's your poor taste?
Okay, so mine's more of an opinion because it falls in the middle, but it's something that everyone keeps talking about. I've noticed with The Last Jedi, you either have people who fucking loved it or they fucking hated it. And if you try to argue either with either side, you're wrong. And I'm here to say The Last Jedi is simply okay. It's not great. It's not horrendous. It is simply an okay movie. It has a lot wrong with it. It has some good with it. But I hate this like super polarized idea that you have to either hate it or love it, and there's no in between. It is the only movie that I can truly say is like, that is the most average movie I've ever seen. It has some parts that are awesome, and then it has some parts that I was so bored I thought I was going to fall asleep in the movie theater. So that's my poor taste, is that Star Wars is the Last Jedi is neither incredible, it is neither awful. It is simply an okay movie that exists, and we should all forget about it and get excited for the next one.
So your poor taste is literally that you thought the movie was okay.
Yeah, that's my poor taste, because it seems like nobody else is willing to say that.
Well, Chris, I'm sorry that we gave you such shit for your Olive opinion. I feel like, come on. Like, yeah, I think that this was an okay movie. Do I think it was the okayest movie of all time? No, probably not. I don't know if you've seen any of the teen movies or the Not Another movies that Nate loves, but Not Another Teen Movie is a solidly, like, C minus. It is a 75% movie. It is not good. It is not bad. It is just there.
You're better off apologizing for being a Penguins fan.
That's not a poor taste. That's a champion taste.
Mm. Well, let's move on to our champion of the evening. JJ, what's your poor taste?
I don't know. I mean, as a champion, I don't know that I have bad taste. I'm just pretty awesome all around.
JJ, you're now an AAPT debate champion.
I don't know. I feel like every time I'm on, I tell you guys everything. I don't know that I have anything left to share that I haven't shared already. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy Bob Vila's This Old House, as well as Ooh. The other side of the coin, Home Improvement, starring Tim Taylor. If you haven't seen it, everyone, Galaxy Quest is one of the best films of the 2000 era. Sigourney Weaver looks like a total babe in it. Alan Rickman, I mean, you can't go wrong there. And the star of the show, Tim Allen. Justin Long's also in it. A lot of people don't know that. I've told you. I think I've told you guys about my Jersey Shore obsession. It starts in a little less than 2 weeks. I also have the trivia game, which I've beaten every female that has played against me.
Wait, they're bringing.
We're not talking about. Like, so we're not talking about beating women anymore. Come on.
We've moved past that.
In trivia, God. I'm also a huge Patrick Swayze super fan. I think I've talked about that before.
I don't think you have, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a Patrick Swayze tattoo, actually.
Is it going to be Stacey Tar? Or?
No, it's going to be Point Break. It's going to be him from Point Break as Bodhi, and it's going to be him holding his surfboard, and it's going to say, "Back off, War Child, seriously." My girlfriend's actually, like, legitimately kind of upset about it, but I can't wait.
Are you going to get it on one leg and then Johnny Utah on the other leg firing his gun sadly into the air?
It's entirely possible.
You should get Gary Busey tattooed also.
Oh man. Everybody should get Gary Busey tattooed.
You're goddamn right they should. And don't forget, guys, John C.
Riley.
Riley, John C. Riley, thank you, Chris, is in that film, a.k.a. Dr. Cox from the popular sitcom Scrubs, and he is great in it.
Wait, I thought John C. Riley was the guy who from Step Brothers and...
Oh, yeah, it's John...
what it's the hell is going on?
It's McGinley. Like, seeing Point Break.
McGinley, not McGinnis. McGinley, that's right. My bad.
All right.
I think that's all I have for you guys today.
I thought you were going to say John C. Reilly, famous for his role as Dr. Steve Brule from Brule's Rules.
No, but that show is fantastic. And I'll leave you with one more terrible yet awesome 90s movie to watch at home tonight, everyone. Airborne.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Movie all up with a young Seth Green and a young Jack Black.
That's a cat with rollerblades, right?
Yep.
Goddamn right it is.
oh my god, Andy has a dream one time where there's a shark that is like surfing and he says in Spanish, the wave is mine. But he doesn't know how to say the wave is mine in Spanish, so he just says, in Spanish, she told me the wave is mine.
Jason, my opinion of you has risen considerably tonight.
Oh yeah, I can...
Where was it before?
It was like in the dirt, but now that I am known as somebody who has seen Airborne like 3 or 4 times.
See another bad movie episode coming very soon.
Oh, we're just gonna
kill that episode.
We'll do an episode that's just about Airborne. But before we go, actually, you know what? I forgot. Chris, do you have a non-Olive bad taste that you want to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I could talk again about olives because you guys don't seem to respect it, but I think you've noticed that I had like an extra bounce in my step tonight on the show. I was really happy and excited, and it's because before the show, I was going through and defriending people on Facebook, and I think that
everybody that smokes and drinks,
that is something that I think would be in poor taste for some, like people who like friends and like people and are social. They'd be like, why would you ever delete your friends? So I'm going to say that's my poor taste, but I really enjoyed this. It was like really fulfilling for me because there's that whole, we talked a little bit about this earlier on Slack, but there's that whole delete Facebook thing going on right now. And I don't want to delete my Facebook, but I thought this is a great time to just pare it down to the essentials because I don't enjoy logging into Facebook. And whenever I get in there, it's just a sea of crap I don't care about. So how I approached this tonight, I think I deleted like 5 to 10 people. All I had to do is open my Facebook, the main page, and scroll. And like every 2 people, I found someone I don't care about. And it was so great to go in there, look at it, and say, I don't need this. And I'm excited to keep going and deleting more. And I think it's going to lead to a better life for me. So
I agree. I deleted 35 about 3 weeks ago.
There's so many worthless people out there.
I do the same thing, Chris. I just scroll through my feed. I'm like, nope, fuck your opinion. Nope, why am I friends with you? It's such a good feeling. It is an amazing feeling.
We're good people.
we're clearly very social.
We spend the night arguing about fictitious characters, and now we're boasting about deleting people.
But if we have deleted you, please don't be afraid to visit www.fictitiousportaste.com because we still need your love over there.
And we would never delete the good people at Oakley Sunglasses.
Yes, Oakley.
Or at Truth.
Yeah, Truth, yeah, Dare organizations.
Or Mad.
Hit us up, you know.
I feel like Dare, the biggest success that it had was giving everybody that I knew in high school an ironic t-shirt. Because I've seen more people smoking weed wearing a Dare shirt than I've seen wearing a Bob Marley shirt. So, but anyway, let's move on to the final segment of our show, which is Weekly Picks, where we talk about what we're watching, what we're playing, what we're reading, and just go from there. Let's start with our champion, JJ. What you're reading, what you're watching, what you're playing?
So I just finished the second book in the Kingkiller Chronicle, The Wise Man's Fear. It was amazing. I loved every moment of it. I also had a shower thought this morning that I don't buy hardcover because of the money and the amount of space that they take up. But I realized that I've read this book once. I've owned it for like 2 weeks, and it is just beat to hell. So I think I'm going to have to start buying hardcover books, unfortunately, because I'm just rough on them.
I prefer hardcover books, personally.
Yeah.
Also, I think we should have a new weekly segment here, Shower Thoughts with JJ Travers.
Yeah, I could do that for you guys, definitely. I have a lot of thoughts, especially in the shower. So I'm moving on to Mistborn. I ride the train for like 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on how broken it is every day. So I read a lot. I've heard nothing but good things about Mistborn, and I need something to hold me over since the third book for Kingkiller is not out and it's driving me crazy. I just started Jessica Jones season 2. I just finished the first episode actually earlier. Excuse me, tonight. It's awesome. I love Kristen Ritter. It's a great show. I'm playing Rust in Overwatch a lot. That's
all right. I got
for you.
Chris, how about you?
Yeah, TV wise, I just finished. Whenever it came out, Love season 3 with Paul Rust and Jillian Jacobs. I really love that show. As the final season, so that came out, I think, last Friday or two Fridays ago, and I just
it came out on National Women's Day. It was on.
Oh really?
It was the same day that Jessica Jones came out. So, on a Thursday.
Yeah, I remember I completely skipped Jessica Jones and watched this, but I started watching it Friday night, and then Saturday morning I finished it, and I usually don't binge like that, but I just really love this show. So I'm sad it's over, but I highly recommend it if you like. It's a Judd Apatow show, but it's not. I don't think it's like a lot like Judd Apatow's other stuff. If you don't like his stuff, it's pretty realistic relationship stuff and fun. I've watched two Noah Baumbach movies: Miss America and Mistress America, and what's the other one? Frances Ha. And those were both co-written by Greta Gerwig, who did Lady Bird. And those were both really good, too. And kind of bums me out that Noah Baumbach, who did Squid and the Whale and a couple of While We're Young, he doesn't have many other movies that I haven't seen. So I'm kind of bummed about that. But there are a few more, so I'm going to look those up. I recommend those. And reading, I just finished The Thing, Project Pegasus trade paperback, which I reviewed for APT. That's up today. Not good. I think I gave it a 4. One of those classic Marvel stories that really deserve to be a classic. And then I'm starting Essex County, the complete collection by Jeff Lemire. So next time I'm on, I'll tell you how that was.
Alrighty. We are not going to be waiting with bated breath for that one, unfortunately.
I'll be back soon, guys.
Connor, the host of our 5 and 5 show on AIPT Comics YouTube page, check it out. What have you been reading, watching, and playing?
Well, I'm watching 5 and 5 on repeat every day, getting those views up. Rewatching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I've been doing for the past couple weeks. I forgot that it's 20 episode seasons that are an hour long each, so it's taken me forever. Also just saw the movie Wind River recently, which came out last year and didn't really make a bunch of a splash, but it was fucking awesome. It was so good, I couldn't believe that it didn't get more recognition for how great it was.
Is that the one that had Jeremy Renner, and he was like on a Native American reservation, and some girl got...
Yeah.
I heard that was good. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now, so it's definitely worth checking out. It's super intense. It's one of those movies that doesn't try to make like a gunfight look cool. Like, all the gunfights are really messy and kind of, like, pulse-pounding. So it's an awesome movie. Reading right now, I'm reading the New Mutants Demon Bear trade paperback. That review will be coming out next week. It's pretty solid. Kind of makes me more excited for the movie. Non-comic books, though, I am reading Scale by Keith Buckley. Keith Buckley is the lead singer and songwriter for Every Time I Die. And this is his first novel, and it's awesome. It's got a lot of comedy, a lot of really, really dark comedy, but it's an awesome book about an aging musician coming to terms with his career failing. And then been playing a lot of Battlefront 2. David and I are going to be sharing our thoughts this weekend on the new update for Battlefront 2 and whether it makes the game any better. So I've been playing a lot of that and getting okay at it. That's the thing with Battlefront 2. It's like, every time I get a hero, it's like I'll play 10 matches, I'll get a hero once, and I get killed within like 30 seconds of being that hero. I'm just really bad at it.
That's me on Fortnite. Dave, what about you? What you're eating, watching, and playing?
All right, I'm going to try and get through this as easy as I can. If you guys knew how many times I've gotten up trying not to laugh and cough in y'all's ear tonight, man, it's been an incredible amount. I haven't read a whole lot. It seems like the past week I've done nothing but report on what's going on with Toys R Us and them closing down, and now their liquidation sale starts, well, I guess when you hear the show today. I did review the Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong, which is an action lab.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, they made a comic of that. I thought you were talking about the movies.
No, the comic's out today, actually, written by Brockton McKinney, and actually I have the interview up that I did with him as well. It's based on the characters from the Full Moon features, and I did the review last night, and I think I made it. I was joking with Chris about it. I never thought I'd have like close to a 700 review about a book with about bongs and ginger dead men. And I said it's possible because I'm sick and I'm medicated. But yeah, it happened. So Yeah, 700 words on something I didn't think I would hit that many, but it's a fun book. I mean, if you're familiar with the characters, you're familiar with Full Moon, you're not expecting, you know, anything intelligent. It's all fun, mindless violence, gory, it is what it is, you know, just enjoy it. Games, I've been playing a little bit more Fortnite, still playing PUBG, of course. Watching, Jason, you're going to appreciate this. I went back and watched Alien 3 this weekend.
Ooh. And what's the verdict?
I did not hate it as much as I used to.
That's good, because it's a good movie.
Hey, I don't want to go far to say it's good.
I mean,
it's good for what it is.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it ended, and I was like, you know what? I hate this a little less than I used to. But after Alien Covfefe, or whatever the fuck that's called, you can't really hit much more rock bottom than that, so.
That one just hit HBO, so I was going to check that out. But, I will never not think of it as anything but Alien Covfefe now because of this. Cool. For me, I've been reading a bunch of old Spider-Man to this review through, and it's just a lot to get through. It's the One More Day trade, the fourth in the series. The only good thing that I've got out of it so far was that there is one issue that was written by SNL's Bill Hader and Seth...
Myers.
What's his name? Seth Myers. Yeah, I was going to say Seth Rollins, but he didn't write for SNL. And it's really funny, and it's a fun little side story about a lame villain who gets one up on Spider-Man, and it happens on Halloween, so there are a bunch of people dressed as Spider-Man. It's a pretty good issue.
The short Halloween, right?
Yeah, it's a good issue in a bad series. But the rest of that book has been dreck thus far. Let's see, watching... I haven't really gotten too far in Jessica Jones. I'm only 6 episodes in. Like I said, I think that the previous season was a lot stronger, but this one's still good. I've also been watching a lot of Dragon Ball Super because it ends this Saturday, I guess, is the last episode of it. It's been a 3-year run. It's been pretty good. It's had a lot of ups and downs. I think that the Tournament of Power has been a strong way to go out. I think that the ending is going to probably be a bit of a cliffhanger, but I know they have at least 3 movies planned before they launch their new series, so I'm sure that it's not going to be as big a cliffhanger as others would think. Playing. Haven't picked up the sticks since the last time we did one of these, but I was playing some Gang Beasts, and I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun if you can get 4 people together to knock each other and try and throw people off of buildings or through the ice on a rickety boat. All that cool stuff. I really recommend Gang Beasts. And that's about all. So, with that being said, it's about the time that we end the show, so I want to take a moment, first of all, to thank you for getting this far into the podcast. Hi, Julia. Thank you guys for giving us all the support. You can do that a couple of different ways. You can check us out on you can check us out on LinkedIn at Adventures in Portland. Give us a professional review. Yeah. You can also check us out on Twitter at AIPT Comics Podcast, or I'll let JJ talk about the Instagram since that's sort of his thing. So why don't we go ahead and start with that? I want to thank my guests, including our champion for the evening, the master debater himself, JJ Travers, our cosplay editor. JJ, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Hey, it's JJ Travers. You can find me on Instagram in 2 places. My personal one, which is just JJ Travers, and the site Instagram, which I pretty much run, which is at AIPT Comics. And you can also email me, which is JJ@adventuresinpoortaste.com.
Let's also give it up for our other companion, or combatants rather, and first time podcast joiner, Connor Christensen, the host of our 5 and 5 series on AIP, or on YouTube, I guess, but for AIPTcomics.com. Connor, where can our listeners find you?
I'm on Twitter.
Hold on a second, Connor. You dropped out.
And like I said, on the...
Well, hold on. You dropped out.
You can find...
let's give it like a 10 second or like a 2 second little break, and then you can start from there.
Where can we find him on this call?
Yeah.
There we go. Is it good?
Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Connor79. That's K-O-N-N-O-R. And like I said, I am on the YouTube show, 5 and 5. Don't let my horrible performance tonight shy you away from watching 5 and 5. I'm a lot better on 5 and 5 than I am on the podcast.
It's true, he is.
Chris Hassan, judge extraordinaire and former champion, where can our listeners find you?
You can find me on Twitter if you want, Chris A. Hassan. Don't add me on Facebook. I might add you back, but I'll just unfriend you in a year and you'll be upset, so let's not go there.
Well, my good friend Dave has got a sore throat, so I'll go ahead and say, if you would like to talk to my lovely co-host Dave Hildebrand, you can find him on twitter.com at psychotic, and that's spelled S-Y-C-O-T-I-C. You can do all the good things. You can also reach him and I at, like I said, the podcast's Twitter, which is AIPT Comics Podcast, or it's AIPT Podcast. Dave, am I even close?
Yes, AIPT Podcast.
There we go. And I'm Jason. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Felix Lancaster. I want to thank you guys again and say goodnight to us all from Adventures in Pod Taste.
Good night. Oops, sorry.
There you go.
I was going to do it for you, Dave, to rest your voice.
Yeah, I know. Appreciate it. Everybody, all together.
One, two, three. Good night, Japan!